V'yam dekecha, starting a new mimer on Midas, page Kuftes. Okay, we're holding by Yisoid Shebenetzach, and this is really what we're going to be learning about now. Well, the tzaddikim, we have a Kabbalah from Nari HaKadosh, and the tzaddikim that whatever it happens during any particular day of the sphere is connected to and the result of that particular midah of the day, whatever that day is of sphere. So let's learn. There's an important little heading right under the word midas. Kol echad roitzeh shiyilo midas tovus. Everybody wants to have nice midas, but the problem is we want to have them. It's like people want to have a lot of money, or they want to have a certain kind of kid. You know, you want to have it, but so the same way when it comes to everything that's important in life, that one has to work for it. So, kol achad roitzeh shiyilo midas tovus. Everybody wants to have good midas. V'lizkos, v'lotzeis, ma'midas aros. Everybody wants to be able to be finished with all midas aros. Ela shahamidas shem ha'goshes alev, elas me'atzma. The problem is that the midas, which are very much connected to the ha'goshes halev, are less me'atzman. They just appear on their own. Bli b'chira, bli hachlata. Without a b'chira, without making that choice, or bli hachlata. That's how it feels. That I have no control over. This is who I am. I inherited these midas. I, whatever, at some point along the way, I adjusted. I made some sort of a turn towards this particular way, whatever it is. But at this point in life, the feeling that a person has is, well, I'm sure my ass. What can I do? That's how I feel. It's lotoli b'achlata sheli. That doesn't seem to depend on decisions I make. Come a pool of mice. I could decide to put on film. I could decide to make kiddush. I could decide to be happy. Decide not to be angry. Decide to make a decision. So this is the feeling that a person has, and a certain helplessness and hopelessness when it comes to one's midas. And for many people, the best that they hope to accomplish during their lifetime is that somehow it doesn't. They don't come out in a way that destroys other people or destroys my life. So let's see how this is. This is not the way we think. Okay, mocher life. Tchilat zarch lahavin esherish einyan. Hahargoshes heim toitzoa mimachshavas amoach. We think that hargoshes, feelings, are just they materialize from someplace beyond us, from some other world, from some other time. That these hargoshes, these feelings, just are not the product of our machshavas, are not coming from our, are not originating in the mind. But that's not true. Hargoshes hem totzoa mimachshavas amoach. Hargoshes are the result of the machshavas, the thoughts of the mind. Dainu, totzoa mehavana mesuyemes shel ma she'iva. The result of a certain way of understanding that which has taken place. It's true that we are, there are certain netiyas and midas that each one of us is born with, which has to do with different things not going into right now. It's true. There is a certain predisposition. However, as far as the hargosh that we have, or the hisoirus of that midah, of those midas, that depends upon the way the person thinks and the way the person understands what it is that's happening, what it is that he's going through. Well, the marshal, for instance. If the mind has come to the conclusion that this particular thing, that my friend did to me, is something which is wrong, what this person did to me is wrong, as I use Ariel of Kaz. And if you're if your disposition, if your netiya, is that when you understand that you've been wronged by somebody, you get angry, then you'll get angry at him. So you'll feel angry. Another person would walk away from that. But your teva is that when you understand that you've been wronged, that you've been hurt, that you get angry. And that's how your mind has interpreted the event that took place with this friend. So you're angry. However, if the mind understands, but if the mind understands that what this guy did to you is ro'i, is appropriate, as I lo yisar alav kaz, then you're not going to get angry. So what happens very often is that you get angry at somebody because how we get angry because of how we interpreted what took place. And then there hopefully will be some sort of a conversation between the two and an understanding that was never my intention and you misunderstood, you misinterpreted what took place. So then there's reconciliation, there's a hug, and there's a return to a feeling of ahava and friendship and so on. Of course, the problem is when that doesn't happen, or if you're not satisfied with the explanation, or if it's absolutely true that the person did something terrible, and if anything, his behavior afterwards confirms that your understanding of what took place seems to be accurate. So, but one thing that's certain is that if you understand this as if you have this netiyah to kaz and you understand that what this person did to you was wrong, then that will be more ira the midah of kaz. That midah of kaz is crouching inside of you, ready to pounce on anybody who has done something that's wrong to you. If for whatever reason the mind understands that in this situation I shouldn't get angry, as halev ein tzarich lesgaber, then there doesn't need to be his gabrus halev. For instance, let's say it's a child. I mean, you have people that struggle with this also. I'm not saying your own kid, that's something else. But let's say some little kid goes over and walks over to you and says, I think you're stupid and you're ugly. A little kid, like a 5-year-old kid comes over to you and says, I think you're stupid, I think you're ugly. The likelihood of that being ma'ira person to kaz is very, 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 very small. That a normal person would get angry if a 4-year-old, 5-year-old comes over and just says, I think you're stupid, I think you're this, I think you're that, it calls you a name. If that's ma'ur, you took kaz, anybody would say that they wouldn't say that you're a bal kaz, they would just say you're talking stupid. You might not be ugly, but you're stupid. If that's ma'ur, you took kaz, that a little kid said something to you, it's ma'ur, you took kaz. Why? Because you understand that this is a child. And it's meaningless. If he said such a thing, that doesn't mean anything. He doesn't know me, and even if he knew me, he's just a little kid, doesn't mean anything. So you don't have to misgabra on that kaz. It's not like this kid says something to you like that, then you go, okay, I went to the Musafat yesterday and we spoke about this, that, and I'm going to calm down, I'm not going to get angry, and you try to ignore the kid. That's ridiculous, because it's pashut. That any normal, rational person would understand that this is not anything to get angry about. It's a shtiyot, that a little kid comes over and insults you. But if it would be that kid's father, and the kid's father says something that's like hurtful and terrible, so now you feel like if you're an oved and you're part of that musavada or something and you're working on kaz, so now you feel like you have to put into effect all of the different techniques that you learned of how not to react to this guy. It's not a 4-year-old. It's a 24-year-old or a 30-year-old that said something terrible to you or embarrassed you. So now you have to collect all of the koiches that you have, you know, to try, or whatever you learn, to try to be misgaber It's not just a matter of not reacting and yelling, but not to feel angry, not to get angry at this person. But if it's something that you understand is not the reason to anger, if the mind understands that there's no reason to anger, to get angry, then Eimet Tzarich L'Hisgaber, then it doesn't. Then this doesn't require Hisgabrus, you have to be Misgaber, to overcome any emotion. Elakas Bechlalu Misayra. There's no service of Kas at all. In the note, he gives an example. It's a million mishalim, any example. L'moshal, in Boch Haveri V'hika B'chazgal Kaf Yadiv. If a friend of mine comes and he gives me a smack on my hand, he's like, what's the matter with you? I get upset. I realize that there was a bee or a mosquito or something over there. So I see it was going to bite me. And my friend was coming to help me. It's mizbar. There's no reason to get angry. He was trying to help me. Therefore, of course, this person might have this midah of kas sitting inside of you, but whether it's going to be awakened, whether it's going to be unleashed, depends upon the havana samach, depends upon the mind understanding the true metzias. So when he didn't know the true metzias, he thought his friend was smacking him. When he understood the metzias, his friend was helping him. That's all. A healthy, normal person, it's natural to have to feel that there should be a service of feelings. Tanya at the beginning, means the Rabbi Chaim Vital. Eishuach Maim and Offer, we've spoken a lot over the years. Omnam Kavanah, so. He sha'arba yisaydis him hagromos ezamidah tesarbalev. These four yisodas Rabbi Chaim Vital is talking about fire, wind, water, and earth. The kavana of Rabbi Chaim Vital is talking about these arba yisaydis him hagromos ezamidah tesarbalev. It's talking about which of these midas is going to be misoyer, which of the midas is going to be, which button is being pressed. Dainu achasha yidiyah, read this mehamuach, next page. The lev. It doesn't begin with the midah. It begins with the mind. It doesn't begin with the midah. The question of which midah is this going to press? But kaidim kol, the beginning of any service of a midah, even though it's a millisecond of time, but the beginning of the service of a midah is the moach, is the mind. That's the seder, and that's of course what the Tani is talking about. That there's chachma, bina, and daat. And Chachman Bin is the father and the mother, and the father and the mother give birth to Chesed Gvur Tves Netzach Haydi Sadman. The father and the mother, the parents, the Abba and the Ima, Chachman Bina, one's understanding of a situation, that's called the parents, Chachman Bina, the way you touch up this situation, the way you understand this situation, that will determine whether or not a Midah will be born. Once a Midah is born, then people have a different Teva. And what the Midah is, which Midah? Seder. And then you have Eish, Ruach, Maim, and Ofer. But as far as the parents are concerned, the Ab and the Ima, that's Chochma and Bina. So the first stage of any Hisaris of a Midah is how do you understand, what's your understanding of what took place? Now, with people who are big chachamim, they have trained themselves to stop for a moment before they react to anything. To be able to think about something before they react, and that gives them a tremendous, tremendous edge over the reacting crowd. The reacting crowd, it's in one split second. The decision is made. This is what this is, and then the midas start to light up. Whatever, it could be different combinations, but midas begin to light up. All different midas. So ones who are the ones who are the balei machshava, the ones who are who are working on being shaylight on the midas, of being in control. So then the avodah is not to rely upon one's natural midas, but to think, to try to understand. But it comes to Nomar. He mafil es alev. The mind is what sets the heart into motion. Depending upon the yisodos of the person, whether he's more eish, whether it's more ruach, more ofer, more maim ofer, that everybody's different and all different percentages of those yisodos, without going into that whole sugi right now. And that will be the outcome. So if a person is more eish oriented, then the reaction to this will be fiery. The person is more of a mayim, then the reaction to this, to what he touched up with his mar, the reaction can be something which is colder. And so it is with all of the midas. Kachti amidas shetesar, aval borosh shorish ahargashas. But what's clear is that the shorish, the root of the emotions, heim miyidias hamarach, that comes from the mind. That's from the parents. Ki bli ladas mashu, because without understanding, without knowing something, he efshaluchas shehu ira. Then you can't get angry over something if you don't know that it happened. If you don't know that this happened to you, so if the kid said something nasty about you, or if his father said something nasty about you, you don't know about it, so there's not, you don't have that knowledge, so there's no anger. Which also means that there's a way to adjust one's way of interpreting and understanding something that's happened, even if it's very, very obvious that this person has insulted you or done something to hurt you. If it comes from the mach, if it wouldn't be from the mach, if it originates in something which is beyond the person's control, and it just has to do with the yisodos of who you are and how Hashem made you, so then whatever happens, happens. And that's it. Or as people say, what could I do? Or things like, it's not me, or I had no control, or why did you do that, and so on. All the other diburim that indicate that we're talking about a situation that was beyond your control. But if it's a way of thinking, if it's a way of understanding, if it's a way of interpreting reality, then that's a person. And that's under the jurisdiction of the person himself. It's not just something that's touched off, or as a person says, you touched the wrong button or something like that. You pressed the wrong button. I remember once I was looking into years ago to a shidduch for one of my daughters, and the boy's rebbe said, everything is okay. You just have to be careful not to press certain buttons. Remember that was. So I said to my wife, well, I was polite, but I pressed the button. The Rebbe already said, it's okay. Listen, everybody has imperfections, but if the Rebbe, if the Rebbe's already saying, he behaves unless you press certain buttons, means that most likely the Rebbe has occasionally made the mistake and pressed the wrong button, and it didn't work out well. So a person's not a machine that was built a certain way and that was programmed to react in certain ways. A person has a moyach. A person is a bal machshava. And because of that, we can interpret something in a different way. And that's our bailus over our machshavas. It's not that it comes from the hagoshes to the machshavas. There isn't a kuda of kedusha of the nefesh of kis. There's the pnimius shebelev. There is something that's stronger than the mind, the pnimius. But that's not the midas. That's what the lakus. That's something else. But as far as midas are concerned, marach, the mind, is shalot al alev, controls the heart. meaning the moach, one has control over his mind, how to understand or to interpret something. Even if it's very, very obvious, based upon the first intellectual, rational consideration of what took place, that this person wronged you and his intention was to wrong you. And then you confirm that, and he says, yes, the person says, I wanted to do this to you. I did this 100% with the intention of harming you. Then the question is, so how do you interpret that? But you could still interpret it in a different way. For instance, you could interpret this as something that is a kapara. You could interpret it as the result of something that you did to hurt this person years ago. There are many ways you can interpret it. Doesn't mean it's fafound just because the person has confirmed that he did it intentionally. Your mind still has bias over this to interpret it. And if a person believes in Kadosh Baruch Hu in a deep way, in a real way, so then he'll never lose his temper. And that's what Chazal meant when they said the Kol Kayis is Ki'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. Because on the highest level, a person can come to that place that everything is Elokus, and everything is Hashgah HaPratis, and to conclude that this is something that was sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why that person was a shliach, but it was sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's once it's in the world of the mayach, then a person is in control. Avol barish sherish ahargosh same yedias amor. Kibli ladas mashu. Eif shaloch eshu yira. Lo raki dias hametzias apshuta. Elagam havanasa, not el, but elagam havanasa means how, not just to know what happened, that this is the reality of what happened, but it's also havanasa, to understand what happened. To understand what happened. Like if somebody says, hey dummy, going back to the little kid, and you turn around and you see that it's a little kid. So then you understand what happened. When you heard the word, you didn't know. You thought it might be something else. But now you see, it's a little kid. And you understand it. Ma b'diyuk ira. B'chol ha-pratim ha-mashpiyim al ha-inyin. And all the pratim that ha-mashpiyim al ha-inyin. Which we often don't know. Right? We often don't know that. V'gam das l'havin ma zo'imer v'b'china p'nimis. And to have the das to understand what is it? I mean, in a pnimis, in a pnimis, take away. What happened over here? What does this mean? Ludugma, for instance, Adam Holach Berachov, a person is walking in the street. And somebody, some other person, yells at him something not nice. So first of all, again, he could react right away, get angry, get hurt, and so on. So first he has to understand, what is this? What happened? It's a strange thing. Shaploni tsa kach v'kach. That this guy yelled out kach v'kach. Shenis, v'tzarech lahavin is aprot. Second, he has to know some of the details. Who is he yelling at? Mishoma zevachulin. Who was there? Who was listening? Shlishis, v'tzarech lahavin. Mashaza Omer. Then he has to try to understand, what does this mean? Shubiza Osi, that he disgraced me, embarrassed me, Mishula Ohevosi, he doesn't care for me. And for us, Hayidiya read is the life. Then that idea, that interpretation, that understanding, then so we have the father and the mother, and now that understanding goes to the children, Chesed Gvut first to the Midas. Vaz Haidia read this delay, Viyasod Ha'esh Mesorah. And it could be Mo'ara, the Yisod Ha'esh, that Yisod of fire. V'alev Moitzi Ha'agoshas Kaz. And then the heart inflames the person with anger. Dugman Nosefes. Odom Shiroa Ezed V'Maichel. Shumasavilov, a person sees some food that he has a taiva for, that he likes. As I tchilat tzarech as a yidia. So first, that needs to be the idea, the understanding. Sheish kezeh maichel, what this food is. V'shehu ta'im, that he knows that this is tasty. V'she'ev sheli lahasigo, I'm able to get this. It's not stealing. I could buy it, or it's for me, whatever it is. V'kein lahav and she'eli tov mimenu, and also to think about maybe calories, weight, his weight, health issues. Could be, God forbid, he's diabetes or he's got some other problem that once he thinks about this, then this is something that he should not eat. He understands that Ne'il is in 15 minutes, you know. Something like that also. For us, a yidia redis lalev. So then, that yidia is he redis lalev. V'yisod hamayim, misava, water is taivas, and that could awaken the yisod of mayim of taiva. V'alev moitzi hagoshes taiva, and the person in the heart then brings this out, this emotion of taiva. And then the person has to fight with that taiva or give in to the taiva. Okay, back now on top. On page Kufyut Kach, Shebereg Yashod and Mevin Dvarim Nachon. What this means is that the moment that the person understands things in the right way, in an accurate way, Azai Hamidus, Shem Hargoshes, Hayot says Bapol, Yetzu b'tzura nechayna. Then, the midas, these hargoshes, will come out in a tzura nechayna, in the right way. Nimsa, shesherish ha'avodahi, what this means, it seems very obvious, seems very poshut, but the truth is that it's revolutionary if a person really thinks about this. Nimsa, shesherish ha'avodahi, the shorish of avoda, in avodas ha'midas, in tikkun ha'midas, the shorish hi lahavin es ha'olam, to understand the world, to have a deep understanding of the world, have a deep understanding of people. 100%, not 99.9, 100% of the fights that take place between people, husband, wife, parents, children, is the result of a wrong understanding, just the wrong way of understanding. Not 99%. It's a wrong way of understanding. It doesn't mean that the other one didn't intend. The other one intended to insult you or was inconsiderate, was insensitive. But you still don't understand where that's coming from and why that happened. And it doesn't mean you thought about it, why that happened, where that's coming from. It didn't have a chance. But what's interesting is that if the two people make up, then afterwards there can be an understanding of that, and there can be more compassion. Shasmaisi, you didn't take the time, because right away there was a disservice, but you didn't take the time to try to understand. So then there was the anger, and the anger led to saying wrong things, and then the other person said other things and was fighting. But if there's a reconciliation and they make up, so then there will be comments as they're like back together again and happy and everything. There'll be comments like, you know, I should have thought of that. Or, of course, I didn't realize that you had a hard day. I didn't realize that, you know what, that you're. I forgot that your parents abused you for the first, you know, 18 years of your life. And sometimes it's hard for you to cope with certain things. But now they're talking with Diburim of Ritzui and Pius, of closeness and friendship, and all of a sudden the whole picture was an under amaze. It's like you have a different touch on the whole story. It's the same story. That person did something that was insensitive to you, or did something to hurt your feelings, or said something that was terrible. And you can't interpret it to say it wasn't terrible. The whole idea of being down the kavsus, which you know that the kids are being taught, we were taught from the time you were little, is how to put a spin on the ma'aseh that no, the person never really meant that and so on. But the truth is that like 80% of the time that doesn't work out. And even after you make all the birurim, it's no, so you have some, oh, it must be that like this and like that, and probably because of that. No, that's not it. So you mean Itaka should feel hurt and angry and insulted? Yeah. So, a lot of times those concoctions just don't work. Especially since B'shas Ma'aseh, the mind often can't even go to that place of being so creative. You just hurt. You're angry, and you react. You're not taking the time. That's already a mile of a person can take the time to. And the truth of the matter is that the avoda of being done the kapschus is, it's true that it's a matter of understanding. But not it's not the way that we were often taught. Of all kinds of strange stories that your head, your mind knows are not true. You know, it's much deeper. It requires much deeper thinking than making up some silly story to, you know, oh, it must be that. You know, those oh it must be stories, so the things that they write about that, and then it turns out, oh, it's talking like that. It's at some point the person who's even a little bit cynical can stop believing in those things. It those are hard to sustain. You have to be very creative and like, you know, to write so many fictions day after day and moment after moment to be writing so many fictions, it's hard. So there's a much deeper avoda of how to control the mind. It doesn't require necessarily any kind of creativity in such a way, but it does require a depth of understanding. But not in such a way, not in a silly, superficial way, in a much deeper way. That's the avoda of Tikkun HaMidos. It's much, much deeper than coming up with all kinds of funny stories that the intelligent person knows that this is, the likelihood of this is really, this is ridiculous. It's not, you know. Like when you hear these, like you'll hear a story from Tzaddikim, like Rabbi Aaron Lebel's Schus, you know, his Tanakav Schus was, he couldn't see on another Jew. Rabbi Aaron Lebel's couldn't see anything on another Jew that wasn't good. I couldn't see. So he would say things like this, you know, so every car that he lived in Tel Aviv, so every car that was going on Shabbos, so his gabbai was getting, you know, and Rabbi Arla would say, no, we have to daven that Shabbos Shleng Mistama, there was an Indian of Pikuch Nefesh that you had to drive to the hospital, and like the gabbai's thinking, how many Pikuch Nefesh are there? And I see the guy smiling, he's got like a, he's got his tube for swimming, you know, and his for the beach, and he's got, you know, he's got his kids in the car and everybody's singing Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, and they're on their way to the beach. And the Rebbe is, well, they could have been singing that when the Rebbe, but that song came after that. But the Belz Rebbe died in 1957, that was 1967. But and the Belz Rebbe is saying, no, it must be, they're going to help somebody that's in danger. And the Gabbai is thinking, this is ridiculous. I mean, he's such a tzaddik, and we all love the Belz Rebbe, but I thought you're really smarter than, you know, you're smarter than that. They say you're such a genius, and so you don't even understand that these people are going to the beach. What do you think he's doing with this tube, to go save somebody that's drowning? He's going to go into the beach, the Mechal Shabbos. And the Rebbe's saying these kind of diburim. And people, when they see these stories, they think that the tzaddik is like, he's not realistic. He's living in a different world, he's not realistic. He was living in the deepest reality. The deepest, deepest reality. And he had a different way of understanding what this was. And for people like us, we we look at these stories and we don't know like what it's silly or it's he's God forbid the tzaddik is clueless, he's not really part of the world, he doesn't understand people, and so on. And that's not what that was coming from when he said things like that. The same way I just told you the story last week about that, I've told many times about when the Baba Rabbi said that it wasn't Moshe that's smoking the cigarette, it was the Nazi that's smoking the cigarette. But Moshe was smoking his cigarettes, Michal Shabbos. But when the Rebbe said no, it wasn't him, it was the Nazi that was smoking the cigarette, it means that what this Jew went through a few years ago, and what happened to him, that's what's smoking the cigarette. Not Moshe, but the Nazi smoking the cigarette. That's why that cigarette is, that's why this Chil Shabbos. It's a different way of understanding. It's a pnimius of understanding a person, that's to be done the kafschusa, to try to understand the person. But it's always a matter of how the mind interprets reality. Always. That's where it comes back to. Nimsa shesheru shavai dihi, lahavin es ha'ilam ba'ofen acham. And the Belzer Rebbe understood the world ba'ofen acham. He understood the world in a correct way. So, or the Baba Rebbe, everybody else that was angry at Moshe for smoking on Shabbos, the Baba Rebbe understood the world correctly, accurately. That this goes back to what this guy went through during the war. He understood correctly. Ad shemimela lo yisaru b'har gashas ros. So the Baba Rebbe wasn't angry at Moshe. He loved Moshe, and he wanted him to daven for the Amud. There wasn't Moira any hargoshes of negativity and anger, or anything like that. So what this means is that we have a huge responsibility. It's a huge responsibility. Base. And Mimela, Hapishvan, the solution, the kol hamidas arose, who? The solution, the cure. For all midas arose. Is hahavana, the hahakara, the metzias Hashem isbarach ubahashgichaso. You don't have to come up with all kinds of crazy stories. What a person needs to understand is, regardless of what it is that happened, what this mice is, there's Rabbeinu Shalom. And havana v'akar b'mitzias Hashem isbarach means an understanding and awareness, an educated understanding and awareness, not from like we were little kids, but understanding and learning in a deep way what it means hashgachas Hashem. What does it mean mitzias Hashem? What's yichud Hashem? What does that mean yichud Hashem? What does it mean soviv kol amin, b'malik kol amin? Leis also ponumine. What does that mean? What does that mean that there's a God? What does it mean, Hashgacha Prat? It's not just to say, oh yeah, God knows everything. No. What does it mean? That everything is elokus, that's mislabish in this world. What is that? What is elokus? What does that mean? When a person understands that, k'yidiyah v'havana hazayis, when a person has an accurate and deep understanding of that, p'elis la'atzor, es kol hamidas aros. Then that prevents, that preempts the hisaris of any midas ros. Lomashal, im adam evin midi muchletes murgeshes. If a person understands, but in a way that's idea muchletes murgeshes, in a very, very decisive way, and it's clear, and he feels this very strongly, she'es hakol rak Hashem isbarach oisa, that everything that happens from his life, Rak Hashem Zbach Aysa. And the wonder is that doesn't take away the Bechir from the person that if some person did it to you. But everything is coming from Hashem. Ain't ibn Naikif Ezbao Milamata, that a person doesn't even nick his little finger without it there being a Gzeira. Vendadim Yochel Hazik L'chaveru, and that other person would never have been able to hurt me, or yell at me, or insult me, or physically harm me, or anything. Elim kein nigzer kach milamalo. Elim kein nigzer kach milamal, unless there was a gzeira. Again, this doesn't mean that we get rid of chayish mishpat. There are halachas of bezdin, and a person, the Torah says that there are dinim of nezikin, and if a person is mazik another person, that there are halachas of how to be able to regain the money that you lost. But those are, that doesn't mean to lose your mind. It means to get your money back. Although it's not hefker, the Baruch Shalom made that the world should be conducted in a way that Pi Shulchan Aruch. But as far as the anger, the pain, and all of that, or the dibur now, everything that everybody's, all the lashonis that everybody's using, that everything is, the triggering and traumatizing, all the lashonis and so on that have become. There's something that I never heard before that I heard yesterday in the conversation with the wonderful people, the beautiful parents that are struggling with one of their kids, terrible, terrible sorrows. And the parents tell me a lashon that I don't want to even say what the lashon is. I didn't remember it after they told it to me. It's a certain technical lashon that's being used now on campus and in psychologists' offices. I came back and I said to my wife that I heard something I never heard before, and she said, "Yeah, I heard of this, and it's called so." Yeah, that's the name of it. But what it means is that a person's now able to say, not just that, I think I'm a boy or I think I'm a girl, but a person's able to have multiple relationships of intimacy, and to say that I have this condition. It's called a condition, Pali something. I don't want to say the whole thing. It's a dibur ra. And it does not have to hide that. In other words, this is what I this is who I am. It used to be that there were other ways of describing such a person, but now the person can actually write on a form, and to say, well, this is I have this condition. Not even a condition, because condition makes it sound like it's something that's bad. It's not bad. I am such a person. I'm a person that at any given time will have intimate relationships with any number of people, and what these people, parents have done with their kid, is from either gender also. That's what that child is struggling with. But doesn't feel bad about it at all, because the child was told that you are probably so-and-so. As you have this union is it? And now, life moves on. How does one conduct his or her life that way? How are you supposed to ever settle down and get married and so on? If you're one of those people that have this, God made you that way, and unless you have multiple relationships, simultaneous multiple relationships, you're going to feel broken, traumatized, angry, and so on and so forth. This is where things are going, more and more and more and more. Spiraling, crazy, crazy, out of control. And anybody nowadays who sends their kid to a secular college, or whatever, even if you don't send them, they just... They go where they want, and you're not, and you can't stop it. And they're going to a secular college. They're being subjected to this stuff all the time. That's all they're hearing, is this kind of stuff. Not like in the old days, they just you heard about the man came from a Bahama or something, that, and they show a couple of pictures of a monkey becoming Einstein or something. That's already that's old stuff. That doesn't bother anybody. Aristotle now is a taiva. It's not a taiva, but that's not the Indian now. On college campus, the Indian now is with all of the other things and this all the stuff of the woke and all these things, and cancel culture, all these things. The pnimius of it is any mida ra, any disgusting, terrible mida, or any taiva, to give a name to it, and to kosher. It's kosher. Where does that go? As far as murder is concerned, we see it's already going to all of these places that were off limits for all of history, where everybody understood that this is arishus. It was a davar pashut to all modern civilized people that somebody that does that, for instance, that has these relationships simultaneously with multiple people, that's an injustice to the other person, and that it's an indication of something that's unhealthy that needs to be corrected, and that's destructive, self-destructive, destroys other people. But that's not what the kids are going to be hearing if they're going to the secular colleges. I'm not talking about if they go to a place like Landers or YU or Toro, you know. But if they're going, it could be there are teachers there also in English. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're hearing that stuff there also. Usually there they watch out for these things. But in the secular college, it's not. If your kid is, if you have a kid, God forbid, that's in one of these places, you know, that's going to Rochester for 4 years or something, going to one of these places, it's not a Suffolk if they're going to be subjected to these things. Well, there might be one professor they should avoid. That's the Seder HaDvarim now. It's the Seder. Anybody that talks differently than that is considered to be already a Rosh. He's already like a Ben Shapiro. You know, he's going to have to. He has to walk around with security. With people to watch out. He shouldn't get shot. If you say anything that's connected, this Indian. So where does this all come from? And the question with, does a person have this as a teva? Again, I'm not arguing there's such an Indian like this, but the teva. There could be some nakudas like that, but what about the Indian of the mayach, of the mind? The people have natias, they're natias, but the mind can interpret things in a different way. And the mind is able to be in control. This really, as far as what's going on right now in the world, this is really at the pnimius of the unraveling of society. But this is at the pnimius of what's going on. And there is a solution. But the solution requires a strong mayach. And a deep and educated belief in Hashgacha Pratis, in Elokus, to be able to interpret reality through the eyes of Hashem, who is the creator of reality, as opposed to interpreting reality through the eyes of some Hollywood director, some actor. To interpret reality correctly, to have an uptaich, to be able to taich up, to be able to understand mitzias. Because if once a person understands mitzias through the eyes of Hashem, so then his service is his service of kedusha, not of anger, not of laziness, and not of taiva, but of kedusha. So to taich, how to taich up the world, to think of reality in the way that God thinks of reality. Obviously, that requires limud haTorah in a deep way, and understanding that this is what we have to do. Okay, Shasham will continue next time.